As you can see from the order of service, we're using the readings from the Gospel of Luke and one from Matthew, and of course, corresponding hymns and special music. Let me welcome you. And of course, welcome our friends up the road, New Hope OPC. Really glad that you folks are here. Of course, all of our regular folks, family, friends. If you just showed up tonight and you don't know where in the world you are, you're at Fairfield Presbyterian Church. And we're having a Christmas Eve service. And we're trying to highlight the Christmas message primarily just with the reading of the text, again, along with the hymns. I will give a very, very brief message at the end. Now, it's our practice at our church, when we sing hymns, we always stand. So our people are going to do that regardless. So when we start singing, not a special music, but when we start singing a hymn, we'll all stand. And so y'all can stand along with us if you're able and sing with us. Let me open our time with prayer, and then we'll hear our choir. Please do keep your hymnals handy. Let's pray together. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, it is indeed a joy to gather together as your people and to enjoy our friends and our family during this special season, Christmas season, when we acknowledge in a special way, not just because we think we ought to, but because your word highlights the birth of our Savior Jesus, in a sense, the beginning of our salvation, as Simeon would report some 40 days later. We ask you to bless every aspect of this service. May it be to your honor and glory, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thank you. Let's turn to our hymnals. O Come All Ye Faithful, hymn number 208. 208, let's stand together and sing praise to our Savior.
Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.
How will this be since I am a virgin?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God.
Let's stand together. We'll sing the first and the last stanza, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, stanza 1 and 4.
Thank you. Of your blood, help me be. Mary, and at the birth of Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying,
Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Turn again to our hymnals, 194, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. We'll sing stanza 1, 3, and 5, and again we'll stand together as we sing.
And wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Our next hymn is 214. Angels We Have Heard on High. We'll sing stanza 1 and 3. 1 and 3. Let's stand together.
Living Dazzling light, the voice of an angel, gripped with fear, terrified they fell. One like a man, yet awesome and holy, a face so fierce and yet strangely kind.
Now, sovereign Lord, you are letting your bondservant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.
And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them, and said to Mary his mother,
"Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and as a sign to be opposed. And Mary, a sword will pierce through your soul, also to the end that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed."
And Jesus was submissive to his parents, and his mother treaded up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man.
So we just want to think for a few minutes about those wonderful words of Simeon in your order of service. The ones I'm going to look at are in bold there. Of course, one of our members just read them. And of course, you can turn to the Pew Bible if you want to take advantage of that as well. After I have these brief words, and they will be brief, we'll sing together Silent Night. Again, you find that in your order of service. It's always kind of challenging when, you know, you have these events. You have these, whether it's a church event or another family event, and you've got people together and they've got all kind of different emotions and so forth. I've got kids, they're grown now, but now I have grandkids. I thought all the drama in life had gone away, but now it's just come back again. So, and you know, there may be a lot of drama going on in your life. And look, I'll grant you, it's probably not your fault. It's your sibling or that relative that should be up in the attic. Okay, I know. But let's just take a few minutes, in spite of all that that may be going on, just think for a few moments tonight about these glorious words given to this man. Now, if I come up here tonight and I say to you, hey, by the way, God gave me a special promise tonight. Gave me a special promise, and I'm going to tell it to you. Well, you should take me to the loony bin. Okay? That's what you should do. Because when the Bible was complete, about 2,000 years ago, we have the whole Old Testament and New Testament. God didn't need to speak to his people anymore. He's going to speak to them one more time in a glorious way when King Jesus returns. Okay? But until then, we've got the Bible. We've got all that we need. But now let's rewind 2,000 years. And we're in Jerusalem. Jesus has been born. And now he's brought to the temple some 40, 41 days after that to be presented to God. And now God has been silent for 400 years. Hasn't said anything to his people. The last prophet had given his words of Christ's coming and other words to God's people. But then God starts speaking. We saw some of that tonight. The angel speaking to Mary. Before that, it was the angel speaking to Zechariah. We didn't read that, but that's a really fun story in Luke 1. Zechariah, he's a little nervous, doesn't sure if he wants to believe the angel, and then he's mute for 9 months. So, you know, it's always a good story to tell. People tell me I should be mute sometimes, but anyway, never have figured out how to do that. But at this time, now God's starting to speak, and there was this wonderful promise given to this fellow Simeon, and it was fulfilled. God told Simeon, we don't know how old he is. Was he as old as Doug? I'm not going to tell you how old Doug is, okay? He could have been that old. He could have been older. But God told Simeon, you won't die till you see the Savior. You'll get to see the Savior before you die. That's what God told Simeon. He comes in now to the temple. I don't know if he knows this is the day, but Luke wants to make us understand. He three times he mentions the work of the Spirit when and as he comes into the temple now, and maybe it's when he sees Mary and Joseph and he sees the baby, the Holy Spirit says, "There he is." And he says these wonderful words, Lord, now you're letting your servant, or more literally your slave, depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. The promise is fulfilled. He now has seen the Savior. But now think with me for just a couple moments about not only this promise that was fulfilled, But Simeon's faith that's revealed, Simeon's faith that's revealed right here in this text. Look at the way he says it. I can die now at peace. Now, nobody wants to think about death on Christmas Eve. I certainly don't, but the text forces me to. I'm sorry. This old godly man, his faith is such, which is a gift of God. We as Christians all understand that faith is not something I just work really hard to kind of force in myself. We know that it is a gift of God that he gives us to spiritually respond to his word and his salvation. And Simeon has that faith, and he says, I've seen the Savior. He hasn't seen the Savior preach the gospel. He hasn't seen him grow up. He's seeing a 40-year-old baby. But by faith, he trusts God that Savior's going to live on this earth. He's going to live a righteous life, a perfect life. He's never going to sin. He's born under the law. He completes everything God has for him to accomplish. And ultimately, his job is to die on the cross to pay for sin for sinners like you and for me. But he doesn't get to see any of that. But when he sees the baby and he knows now the Savior has come in faith, trusting in that Savior, that baby he's holding in his arms, that he not only sees but holds in faith, he says, I can leave now. I can go in peace. Do you have that peace? I'm not asking you about that peace we want with all the family drama. That peace that passes understanding, even family drama. I'm talking about knowing that you're right with God. That's the greatest peace in the world. Most of you, you're familiar with this Savior. But we live in a day and age where there are folk that grow up, yes, in America and even in South Jersey that may not have been exposed to the Bible, read the Bible, heard the Bible. And so I've got to say it sort of to the rooftops. It's kind of easy for me to do. Learn about this Savior. Learn about him. He's the Savior of sinners. And you qualify, and so do I. Let's pray together, and then we'll sing together Silent Night. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, the peace that Simeon had because by faith he was trusting in his Savior that had come, though he had not died on the cross yet, it was sure and certain for Simeon, so he could die in peace. Father, oh, that everyone in this room would know that peace. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, this is the tricky part. Most of you have candles. I think we've got some expert lighters that are going to start lighting your candles. And so I think we'll stand together now and we'll begin to sing. At some point, Miss Eileen, I've only done this once now, so I'm still kind of a rookie at this. So let's all stand together. If you don't have a candle, stand close to somebody that does. And we'll sing Silent Night. Okay, so we want to start by lighting the ones up front is what I'm told. So, here, you light mine, and then you can do everybody else. How's that sound? All right, the pastor's candle is lit.
Should we turn the lights down?
Let's turn the lights down. And I think I can just turn this one off. Okay. All right, you start when you're ready. Thank you. God's blessing. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and comfort of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. And Merry Christmas.